This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Heather Long, the economics correspondent for The Washington Post, had a story this weekend that resonated with us, the basic gist of which was that economists just aren't doing a good job telling economic stories, that maybe what the economic world needs is more English majors, a course of study that, as Heather pointed out in her piece, has seen a 25% drop in college majors since the Great Recession. Heather, it's good to have you back on the program.
Great to be back, Kai.
We should say here at the outset, you are, by training and background, an interested party in this idea of storytelling and economics, right?
Yeah, you've called me out. The disclaimer is I majored in both English and economics.
Okay, but more to the point, it's not just you who picked up on this phenomenon about English majors. Robert Shiller, no less a personage than a Nobel laureate in economics, also points out the importance of storytelling in economics. Tell me why it matters. Tell me why.
Yeah, it's really fascinating. I mean, one of these prominent economists, Bob Shiller, he just has a new book out. Narrative Economics is the title. And the whole point of his book is that stories matter. Basically, economists have spent so much of the last 50 years trying to build these super elaborate data models to predict human behavior. And at the end of the day, he says, actually, they should have been paying a lot more attention to what was in newspaper articles and what people were telling each other on internet forums or by word of mouth, such as, oh, get rich quick, you can buy this Bitcoin, or, hey, you don't barely have to put any money down to buy a house. You know, it's really interesting to hear one of the foremost economists in the profession basically saying that we need better storytellers and we need to be paying attention to stories.
But it's also interesting because, and you talk about this often in your writing, economists don't do themselves any favors. And the most recent example is the big Federal Reserve Conference out in Jackson Hole, where everybody and their dog gives a speech, but there are economists giving speeches and nobody is sitting on the edge of their chair figuring out what they're saying.
Yeah, that's right. Again, there were lots of papers that were very technical and trying to put new models. But the one person's talk that really got people stirred up was the head of the Australian Central Bank. Australia hasn't had a recession in more than 25 years, so people are paying attention a little bit more to what they're saying. And he got up, Philip Lowe got up and basically looked around the room and said, we need to be better storytellers. We need to be better communicators. And particularly at this moment in the economy, one of the best things you can do is tell people a plausible story. Why should they continue to invest? Why should they continue to spend? Why is this economy going to keep rocking?
One notes here that Jay Powell, the chair of the Federal Reserve, is advertising for a speechwriter.
The chairman of the Fed has come under some criticism in recent weeks that his communication has been unclear. And somebody reached out to me after this article went up over the weekend about the importance of English majors and sort of economists arguing for why we still need English majors to remind me that the Philadelphia Federal Reserve Bank has a whole team that's basically dedicated to improving communications for the Fed and translating econ speak into more palatable discussions.
One note of peril here, and this is in your piece as well, the idea that the president of the United States is forwarding his own narrative, is telling his own stories about the economy, even though they are not grounded in fact.
Yeah, that's right. Bob Shiller actually pointed this out to me. He said, you know, on one hand, President Trump seems to be trying to encourage this lifestyle of buying more and, you know, spending like a Trump, which may have some influence on the economy and on people's idea of what they should be buying. But a lot of his comments that this is the greatest economy in U.S. history are simply not true and not grounded in fact at all.
Heather Long, she's the economics correspondent, also an English major, by the way, at The Washington Post. Heather, thanks a lot.
Thank you.